AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So I'm at Benihana's at Westgate with a bunch of my friends from the National Association of Broadcasters Convention that's in town. And we were having dinner. And so I checked on my smartphone. I said, well, let's see how the Golden Knights are doing against the San Jose Sharks. And so all of a sudden it says they're up 4-2 with just, what, a couple of minutes to go or 5 minutes to go, whatever it was in the game. And I'm thinking, well, hey, looks like we're going to be okay. It looks like we're going to get 2 points out of this. And then after dinner, there I am looking at the aftermath of what happened. It was not very fun. Losing in a shootout to the San Jose Sharks. Gentleman Jim Dallas has been following this whole Vegas Golden Knights confusing playoff story. And what happened? What happened in the final 2 minutes?
Well, and that's the thing. You sit back, you rest on your laurels, and the next thing you know, there's a goal. Okay, well, we still have a cushion. No problem. You turn around, and there's another goal tying the game. You go to overtime. You end up with a shootout, and you lose the shootout. The good news is you still, in hockey, you still get a point if you lose in overtime, which is what they did. So they still got a point out of the deal, but there's only three games left. So they've got, what, a total of 6 points that they could gain, and they need every bit of those, and they need some help too. And another thing that is a little salt in the wound there, Kevin, is in last night's game, they've won like 11 times against this team in recent memory. And you need this game, you're up late, and you still find a way to lose it. So they're really kind of hoping and praying right now to get a little bit of help, and they just have to take care of business.
They got to win out.
They have to win out, and if they don't, then they're going to be home for, the next several months before they tee it up again in October.
Yeah, they'll be teeing it up at some of our great local golf courses.
Yes.
We'll have to wait till next year to tee it up on the ice. But and Logan Thompson was in goal.
Yeah, he was. And remember we were saying, I think it was either Thursday or Friday, we were talking about there were conflicting reports. There was an ESPN report that said Robin Lehner was going to be out for the season because he was going to get surgery. And then we heard from the coach of the Golden Knights who said, nope, that's not what I've heard. And we expect him in the morning skate for practice. And he wasn't at practice. So we're still kind of left in limbo, but with only three games left and it's certainly looking more and more like he's not going to be available, and Logan Thompson's apparently going to be the guy.
We'll find out more as we go along. Gentlemen, Jim, thank you, man. Coming up, Victor Jakes, really, really smart guy. We're going to talk about the NFL draft and all the problems for those of you that work and live down on the Strip. It's a mess. I mean, just trying to get to the radio station out in front of the Mandalay Bay is difficult. But you get down by the Bellagio, and it's, well, it ain't fun. Is it all worth it? We'll talk about that with Victor Jakes and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
A little bit of congestion right now on the 95 eastbound past Valley View. Those lane restrictions continue downtown on the 515 both ways between Main Street and Eastern. Now, remember the two outside lanes of Las Vegas Boulevard from Flamingo to the Bellagio entrance near the Cosmopolitan is closed right now. A third lane is closed from 6 a.m. until 5 p.m. And then starting 10 p.m. Wednesday evening through 9 p.m. Saturday, the strip in front of the Bellagio, Bally's, and a portion of Pyrrhus, Las Vegas are going to be shut down to vehicle traffic. And Flamingo between Las Vegas Boulevard, that intersection, and Koval will also be closed during those times.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Something funky is going on with the Vegas Golden Knights and goaltender Robin Lehner. There have been some reports that he was going to have surgery and just call it a season, but the Golden Knights are saying that's not the case. However, he does not play in yesterday's game, and they end up losing to the Sharks by a 5-4 score in a shootout. They match up against Dallas coming up tomorrow. If they lose that game, they are officially eliminated from postseason contention. UNLV baseball, they take 2 of 3 from New Mexico over the weekend. They'll play Arizona State coming up tomorrow. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
And now it's GEICO's Motorcycle Rules of the Road. Avoid biking in the rain and never touch another person's bike.
Hey, guys, look at these bikes. So shiny. Whoops. I'm going to leave a note. Oh, gosh, there's more.
And the rule to saving on motorcycle insurance is, in 15 minutes, GEICO could save you 15% or more.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada. Paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
One of the things I love about Monday is I get to visit with Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And one of the things that I think is fascinating is being able to pick his brain on a variety of topics. I mean, everything from politics to education to sports. And for instance, we got the NFL draft coming. And if you've been down on the Strip already, you know there's construction going on even as we speak. And the place is just messed up. I mean, it really honestly is. And gentleman Jim brought you all the street closures and all of that. We'll go over that again before we leave you. But I'm just going to tell you, it is a mess down there. Is it worth the sacrifice? I put that to Victor Jakes.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's no question it's worth the trade-off. I mean, people can get around a different way. A lot of the people who are, you know, staying on the Strip are there for the draft itself, and so I think it improves their experience. Obviously, you know, a global market is going to see Las Vegas once again. I think it's a wonderful event for Las Vegas.
You know, it's interesting that they're going to use the Bellagio fountains, and I never guessed it would be used in such a way. People are really getting creative, whether it's at Allegiant Stadium or elsewhere. What do you make of the creativity of some of these promoters that are seeing all the possible uses for our community?
Well, it's great. I mean, I think it's, you know, after especially after the pandemic, it's a sign that Las Vegas is open for business, that, you know, it really is the entertainment capital of the world, and now that includes sports in the biggest way. And it's cool to see, and I think people who are coming here from out of town are going to have a really great experience. And obviously when that happens, when tourists are happy, Las Vegas is happy.
I want to ask you about one of your recent columns. In fact, it was in the RJ this weekend about dads in schools. First of all, what do we know about this program? Can you give us a little synopsis of what this program is about?
Yeah, I think the program, it's all in the name for this one. Basically, it's a program to bring dads and other guys into the school system and just have them basically be there hanging out. And the idea is that you know, if there are more adults around, students are less likely to fight, especially if dads are there. You know, there's just something about a male authority figure that's different than, well, I guess in this case, no authority figure. But, you know, the hope is basically that, you know, they'll be preventing fights and preventing conflict just through their presence.
Why not deputize them? Or are they deputized in any way? Can they make an arrest?
No, I don't think, you know, I don't think that's what anyone's wanting to sign up for. I think it's more just, you know, it's like the coach on the team who, you know, he's got all these boys and he wants to kind of be the mentor for them. And, you know, maybe there's some who need it a little more than the other ones. And I think that's what you're seeing with this program is it's just, you know, it's dads who care about their community, who care about the school. And, you know, they aren't going to solve all the problems, but maybe at that school for a couple hours a week, they can, you know, be a presence, establish some relationships. And I think it's a positive program.
Like all of these programs, Victory Schools, Zoom Schools, all of this, we keep waiting for things to work. Will dads in schools actually work, you think?
Well, I think it just depends what you mean by work. I mean, do I think it can help certain people in certain times? Yeah, I do. Do I think it's you know, it's an instant fix to years and years of the school district just undermining its own discipline policies? No, I don't think it's that. I don't think it's a fix to, you know, the fact that there's so much fatherlessness in homes. But it's something, and I think people who join the program should be applauded.
We had three or four arrests last week. It's still early this week. Do you expect we're going to have more arrests? Is that going to be a part of these new guidelines that were issued a week ago by the district?
You know, the guidelines were actually, I think, more just expulsions and getting kids off campus who've been fighting. And what we've seen over the last week, and obviously with that horrible incident at El Dorado, is this is students attacking teachers. And this is kind of a whole new level of violence. And I certainly hope we don't see any more, but I think the problem is, you know, you kind of sometimes have a contagion issue where, you know, once it starts and once the dam breaks, you get a whole bunch more incidents. And, you know, I certainly wouldn't be surprised to see more incidents. The school district says that, you know, as the school year gets closer to ending, incidents tick up naturally. You know, and so I think you've got a lot of factors working against the safety of the teachers. And, you know, obviously everyone hopes that there are no more incidents, but if I had to guess, I guess there would be more arrests.
Is there any evidence around the country, and I don't know whether you've done the research on this one, but is there any evidence that there is a way to protect teachers that's not militarizing our schools?
Well, I mean, I think the biggest thing is you just don't let go of the rope in terms of student discipline. You know, the thing to realize is that this has been building for years. It actually predates Superintendent Jara's time in the district, where the district was saying, look, we've got too many, we've got a disproportionate number of African-American and Hispanic males being suspended and expelled, and therefore we are wanting to suspend and expel students less. And so the message has gone out for years and years and years that, you know, you are not to expel people, you're not to suspend people, except in just the worst of worst circumstances. And the message has gone to students that, you know, look, these kids can get away with stuff and there's no pushback. There's no, you know, the adults aren't being adults, and they aren't enforcing consequences, and they aren't kicking kids off campus who are disrupting learning for every other student. And it's spiraled. You know, you add in the COVID-19 lockdown, keeping kids out of school for a year, and you've got what you have right now. I mean, it's a complete disaster, but people shouldn't just think, oh, this is just coming out of nowhere. This is the result of deliberate policy choices over the last decade.
In politics, Kevin McCarthy was just less than an hour ago asked by Fox if he ever talked to President Trump urging him to resign. He says he never, ever, ever. He says he talked about doing it, but he never did it. My question is, do you believe him? And is there going to be a political price to be paid by Kevin McCarthy for possibly lying about that conversation with Liz Cheney?
You know, I probably not. I just don't think most people are following it. I think, you know, the vast majority of people care about, you know, what the price is at the gas pump and, you know, what's happening in 2022, not what happened in, you know, the early days of 2020. So, you know, I'm sure there'll be some political hay made out of it, but I don't see anything, you know, dramatic happening. I don't see it being a big campaign issue. I think anytime Democrats, I mean, just at a pure political level, anytime Democrats try and talk about 2020, I think it's just going to hurt them because I don't think voters really care. I think everyone's kind of moved on and, you know, whatever their thoughts are on the incident on January 6th, on the aftermath, they're kind of set, and I think everyone's ready to move forward.
Ted Cruz was in town over the weekend. Ron DeSantis will be in on Wednesday. Both events to promote the candidacy of Adam Laxalt. How do you size up that race between Adam Laxalt and Captain Sam Brown?
Well, I think it's almost the certainty that Laxalt wins it just going away. I mean, you look at the money situation, Laxalt's much better positioned. I mean, you look at the endorsements, obviously, I think he's the only politician outside of Florida to have been endorsed by former President Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis. I mean, that's basically the two brightest stars in the GOP universe. You know, and Laxalt's better known. He's been around. He's won elected office before. I mean, almost every factor favors Laxalt and favors him in a substantial way.
There you have it, Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. I love him, and it's so good that he kicks off our show every week. Every week. He's absolutely brilliant. He is good. And if you get a chance, read his columns in the RJ. You'll learn something every time out, I promise. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. We're going to lead you right up to Wayne Allen Root, War Raw and Unfiltered. And by the way, we had him on earlier today. He's like me. He thinks Trump is definitely running, and I think he is too, unless health fails him or if he ends up getting caught in the legal system. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It comes from Washington. Darkness spreading across America, devouring all in its path. Radical socialists are hell-bent on destroying everything we've worked for. Our communities, our values, the foundations of our entire country. But John Lee switched parties to stop them, joining the fight for conservative values just like Ronald Reagan and Donald J. Trump before him.
I will wipe out socialism in this state. We will not let that come. It will not be even considered in Nevada as long as I'm governor.
As a principled conservative, John Lee is a proud pro-life champion.
That little life is more valuable than anything.
As NRA Legislator of the Year, John Lee courageously defends our gun rights.
I will do everything in my power to see that we stay a pro-gun state.
And as governor, John Lee will stop the left's tyranny at our borders and keep Nevada's future bright. John Lee for governor. Paid for by the committee to elect John Lee.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop, and you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote, plus $25 off your repair, and to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code QUOTE. That's RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE. RepairSmith.com, code QUOTE.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Hi, this is Amy with New Hope Tax Defense. Have you received a letter from the IRS? You're embarrassed to tell your friends, ashamed to tell your spouse, so you ignore it, and then another letter arrives. You wonder if this will keep you from getting a new job, or will the IRS seize your home? There is hope. New Hope Tax Defense. Our dedicated tax professionals will be with you every step of the way. Once a comprehensive evaluation is complete, we will discuss your options with you. Recently, there have been reports of companies preying on taxpayers and demanding their fees up front, promising to eliminate their tax liability. Don't be a victim to these fly-by-night tax mills. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com. That's newhopetaxdefense.com to schedule your free consultation. We aren't a call center. We have offices in Nevada and California and want to meet with you. There is hope. newhopetaxdefense.com. Call New Hope Tax Defense at 702-483-0220 or visit newhopetaxdefense.com.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, it's funny. The Sam Peters commercial, Let's Go Brandon. And it's funny that months now after that line became famous, I was over at the Sunset Station on Friday night seeing Russell Dickerson, a country music star, playing before, 3,000-4,000 people. It was really a great event, outdoors, fun, nice venue. But afterwards, we were in the bar waiting for Uber and Lyft and all of that stuff. And a bunch of us were there. And all of a sudden, somebody started chanting, "Let's go, Brandon." Still to this day. And everybody got into it. Everybody loves "Let's Go, Brandon." I find that fascinating. By the way, something you will not find fascinating is what we had suspected. Robin Lehner is out for the rest of the season. The rest of the regular season and the playoffs, I'm assuming. But he has... the word was ESPN was reporting that he was going to be undergoing surgery. That apparently is not going to happen. Well, we don't know if it's going to happen or not. We don't know. But the one thing we do know is that he's going to be out for the year. So that means that Logan Thompson will undoubtedly be playing tomorrow night in Dallas against the Stars. Must-win game. Critical. This has gone beyond critical. This is like on life support. They got to win out, and they got to have some help along the way. We'll see if that indeed happens. When we come back, a rare prediction of victory when it comes to war. And I always find that fascinating, that in sports, leagues, you know, people give their opinion of, oh, I think this team's going to win or that team's going to win. The Raiders are going to win or whatever team that you're cheering for. But when it comes to war, nobody ever wants to say, I think this country's going to win or that country's going to win. We've got two countries at war right now, Ukraine and Russia. Who's going to win that? We'll check in with William Taylor, the former UN, former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine. His answer may surprise you. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our attorney general, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt, will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
Hello, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und meine key. An American cheese! Remember, I only trust Meineke with Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this, there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
How's about this? William Taylor, the former U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, was on with Fox News yesterday. He believes Ukraine can win the war with Russia. I don't have time for the soundbite, but he made the bold prediction yesterday that he honestly believes Ukraine's going to win. Believe it or not, Ukraine's going to win. That's incredible. One thing I want to do before we get too far down the road and we send you on to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered, I want to make sure that you know what to expect for those of you that live and work down on the Strip or near the Strip, Koval and streets like that. There are going to be a number of closures all this week. Some will come later.